From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is in the West aggressively lobbying the public to support his health care agenda. Today, he visits Colorado for his third town hall meeting of the week. From member station KCFR, Eric Whitney reports.
Supporters and opponents of the president's health care overhaul ideas are converging on Grand Junction, a small city on the Colorado River. A nationwide analysis by Dartmouth University has named Grand Junction as having the most cost-effective Medicare treatment in the U.S. Doctors here work collaboratively with a local nonprofit health insurance company to keep costs down. The president was invited here by a local congressman in part to highlight the city's healthcare successes. The president is expected to talk about imposing annual caps on the amount of out-of-pocket expenses in health insurance plans as part of his reform agenda. He's generally faced few tough questions at previous town hall meetings in New Hampshire and Montana. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Grand Junction, Colorado. Well, I know
it won't be easy. Ahead of President Obama's arrival, large crowds rallied at Lincoln Park in Grand Junction today in vehement opposition to the White House health plan. The emotionally charged turnout was similar to those that cropped up at Democratic-held town hall meetings in recent weeks. In both parties' weekly addresses today, President Obama and Republican Senator Orrin Hatch urged people to dial down the rhetoric and engage in respectful debate. The office of Senator Jim Webb says he will leave Myanmar tomorrow with an American who had been jailed there. The Virginia Democrat helped win the release of John Yetop, who entered the home of Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi without her permission. The BBC's Andre Vornik has details.
Senator Webb appears to have convinced the Burmese authorities of his goodwill. Thanks to him, John Yetop, who'd been sentenced to 7 years hard labor, will be freed and deported. For her part, Aung San Suu Kyi, who because of Mr. Yetop's actions received an extended term of house arrest, is unlikely to be shown such mercy. She did, however, agree to meet Senator Webb, suggesting she sees some merit in the American's new policy of engagement with her jailers. The Obama administration seems to have concluded that ever tighter sanctions and isolation may no longer be the best approach.
That's the BBC's Andre Vornik reporting. The Lockheed fire in Northern California has grown to more than 6,800 acres. Firefighters have contained about 30% of the blaze in the Santa Cruz Mountains. CAL FIRE spokesman John Buchanan says crews are facing some tough challenges.
Not only the winds, but it's the terrain. There's some really steep terrain here. In some places, it's almost like 200 feet straight down from the road. So just hiking down and getting hand crews and stuff down there is just treacherous.
About 2,400 people in the area have been told to evacuate. From Washington, this is NPR News. The president of Taiwan says he's sorry for his government's response to the recent typhoon, which is the worst the country had seen in half a century. Ma Ying-jeou said more than 500 people have died, and many of them in landslides. Survivors say security forces could have saved more lives if they had reached their remote villages sooner, but the government had said that troops were slowed down by severe damage to roads and bridges. A jewelry heist in Britain is eliciting one of the country's biggest rewards. Larry Miller has more details on this from London.
It's now been more than a week since two smartly dressed men walked into Graff's Jewelers in central London, pulled their guns, and walked out with 43 items valued at $66 million. Scotland Yard says it's hot on the trail, having located an unsuspecting movie makeup artist who earlier in the day created new faces for the culprits out of latex, dyed their hair, and changed their skin tone, which might explain why the robbers appeared unconcerned about the security cameras. Tests are being carried out on the DNA left behind. Police also say they found a loaded gun linked to the heist, though not the one fired during the getaway. The jewelry store's insurance company has offered a $1.7 million reward. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The first named storm of the 2009 Atlantic hurricane season is said to be gaining strength. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Anna formed today is moving toward the Leeward Islands with winds of nearly 40 miles per hour. It could threaten the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico by Tuesday. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.